The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father in heaven, for this blessed day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of strength. Thank you, O God. Thank you. We are grateful. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. Barando siperekete, o kratu ribasi keto, mandele bukarando sakili bajokuru bazikiri bazande. Baita kuli basikite ke barato kasikle bruto karante ke bali karato kabastiki bajete. Yes, yes, yes. Power for today is clear. Power for today has just begun. Power for today has just begun. Power for today. Lipa kare bazi kale barate. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we uplift you. We say, Lord, you are God and you are King. We say, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be uplifted. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the worship. Unto you be all the honor. Unto you be all the adoration. We thank you. 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 Mandele bakuru jabritu karantu kasite le baba rakata kaba itele bashoke borata. Today is the 30th of August, 30th August 2023. Yes, power for today is coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. Father, we exalt you. Father, we uplift you. Take, O God, our thanks to God. Indeed, you are God. Indeed, you are King. Indeed, you are worthy to be praised. Indeed, you are worthy to be exalted. Lipapa rakata kaba itali bisheke boroku to kabaya. Bali karando sapikele bukaraba ziku teke bruto rebasa. Ibali karato kazi breketeke baraka to kali. Mashekele brukutu rabaita kuri bazeke teke bara. Ipakali bakuri bazeke teke barukutu kabande. Washiali karatu kazi breke teke barukutu kabaste. Jepepepepe iteke baru. Jepreke teke barukutu kaba italebe sheke burakata kabaya. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We exalt you. We uplift you. We say, Lord, unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the worship. Unto you be all the honor. Worship God in the way you can. Praise God in the language you can. And declare the blood, 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 the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We declare the blood. We declare the blood. We enter by the blood. We begin by the blood. We enter by the blood. We begin by the blood. We enter by the blood. We begin by the blood. We declare 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 the blood. The blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood. We are justified by the blood. We are cleansed by the blood. We are washed in the blood. We are washed in the blood. We are qualified by the blood. We declare the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the overcoming blood, the conquering blood. Yes, we declare the blood. The blood of Jesus, 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 the defending blood, the fighting blood. We declare the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Ratakushakaba, rakatu kalibre eteke baratakaba, lipepe keteke baroku to kaprete ebasta. Jebebe keteke baroku to kapete ke bara. I prokutu kabara pastu kebasha. Ile papa leketeke baroku to kabaya. Baleketeke baroku to kaba italebe sheketeke bara. Lai bakura katu kalibre eteke baro. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. The blood that has been shed. Thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. And we ask the Holy Spirit to lead us. We ask the Holy Spirit to guide us. We ask the Holy Spirit to take charge. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus. Unto you be all the glory. Father, we are grateful unto you. We come before you this morning. We release our faith into you because of who you are, because of your ability, because of your track record, because of what you have done before that is written down, and because of what you can do. Unto you be all the glory, unto you be all the worship, unto you be all the honor, unto be all the adoration. We thank you. We thank you. We are grateful. Father, we have no option than to believe. We have no option than to believe. Because the Bible says that these things have been written down for our example. Father, we are grateful. Forgive us, O God, our sins. The sins of unbelief, the sins of doubt. My Lord and my God, for these things have been written down for us. We are grateful. Help us, Lord, to release our faith, Father God, in you. To focus, O God, on you alone. And to see you as the only God that is able. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We exalt you. We commit everyone that is online unto you and those who will be joining later. We pray that Holy Spirit, you reign on us and you give us individual encounters. Individual encounters enter by the blood and in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
I say, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you, sons and daughters of God Almighty. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for today, power for today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church located at Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, be assisted by Gladys Boja Worldwide and his team, our technician. Our theme this morning is every existing or program boundary and barrier between me and my now must give way. Every existing and programmed boundary, barrier between me and my now must give way. Between me and my now, every existing or programmed or unprogrammed boundary between me and my now must give way. You can add barrier if not. Our scripture text is Joshua chapter 17, verse 14 to 18. Joshua 17, 14 to 18. The people of Joseph said to Joshua, "Why have you given us only one allotment and one portion?" Joshua 17. Joshua 17, 14 to 18. The people of Joshua said to Joshua, the people of Joseph said to Joshua, "Why have you given us only one allotment and one portion for an inheritance? We are a numerous people, and the Lord has blessed us abundantly. If you are so numerous," Joshua answered, "and if the hill of Ephraim is too small for you, go up into the forest and clear land for yourselves there in the land of the Perizzites and Raphites." The people of Joseph replied, the hill country is not enough for us. And all the Canaanites who live in the plain iron chariots, both those in Beth Shan and its settlements and those in the valley of Jezreel. But Joshua said to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, you are numerous and very powerful. You have not only one allotment, but the forested hill country as well. Clear it, and its farthest limits will be yours. Though the Canaanites have iron chariots, and though they are strong, you can drive them out. Yes, so that is our theme. Every existing and or program boundary, if you like, you can add barrier between me and my now must give way. Between me and my now, that now simply means change of level, change of story. That is our theme. It must give way. And I just read Joshua 17, 14 to 18. The Bible says that the tribe of Joseph went to Joshua and told Joshua that the portion that he has allotted to them is too small. And Joshua said that if the portion that has been given to you is too small, then go into the forest. Clear the forest. The forest is still there. Clear it. Go uphill. Clear the land and take possession. Yes. The forest where the Perizzites are, where the Raphites are. Go there. Clear it. Clear. The land is there. If only you can clear. Clear. But you see, the Perizzites and the Raphites were there. In fact, when you hear Raphites, Raphites were giants. Goliath type of people. But then the tribe of Joseph, they said to Joshua, in the plain also the Canaanites are there and they have chariots. So on the mountain, the Perizzites and the Raphites are there. In the plain, the Canaanites are there. They are fighters. So what the tribe of Joseph were saying to Joshua was that we want more land, but the place we want, the enemies are already occupying the place. Joshua said, go and clear the land. You can. You can. You can. Say, though they are strong, you can drive them away. You can drive them away. You can drive them away. Beloved, between you and your remarkable testimony, as we have seen in Luke chapter 5, verse number 17 to 26, in verse 26, after the four men carried their paralyzed friend, broke through the crowd, climbed the building, went to the ceiling, the slab of the house where Jesus Christ was teaching and addressing the crowd, got through, according to Mark chapter 2, from verse 1 to 8, the same account. Mark said they dug the slab, they dug. Luke said they removed the ceiling. They dug. After braving through all these odds, and they lowered the man down there. The Bible says in verse 20, two things happened in verse 20 of Luke 5. When Jesus saw their faith, How is faith seen? Faith can be seen. Faith is seen in your actions. Faith is an active word. If you have faith, what shows that you have faith? James said, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Yes. What showed that you have faith? Jesus saw their faith. And Jesus addressed that one thing. Said, faith or son, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. The next thing Jesus said, pick up your mat and go home. Pick up your mat and go home. Coming back to the tribe of Joseph, they said, our allotment, our portion is just too small. Listen to me, child of God, listen. God has not placed any limitation on you. No limitation. Get this. No limitation. God has not placed any limitation on you. In fact, the Bible says that he gives the Spirit without measure. If the Holy Spirit cannot be measured, if the Holy Spirit is measureless, then where is the limitation in your life? Romans chapter 8 verse 32. Romans 8:32, one of the scriptures that moves me. If God did not spare his only begotten son Jesus, but he gave him up for us, what can he not give us? What can he not give us? I like when you look at that Romans chapter 8. When you look at it very well, you say, how much more will he not give us? Let me look at it. Romans chapter 8, verse number 32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all? How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Graciously give us all things. Graciously give us all things. Let me tell you, the only limit to how far you can go is your experience. It's your experience. It's your maturity. It's the process you have allowed God to take you through. The only limit to how far you can go is your experience, maturity, and the process that you have gone through or you haven't gone through. What does that mean? The only limit on you is because you are not mature yet. You haven't gone through experience yet. You have no experience yet. You have not gone through the process yet. It's like a 10-year-old boy wants to drive the father's Mercedes-Benz or the father's BMW or the father's Range Rover. Everything that the father has belongs to that 10-year-old boy. But he's not yet matured. He hasn't got experience yet. He has not gone through the process. So the father will dare not give him the key. That is the loss of the nation. Until he reaches 18 years. 18 before. He hasn't reached 18. Yes. He hasn't reached 18. Even though he can mimic the father, he sees what the father does when the father enters into the car. He can also see and do. He hasn't reached 18. That is the only limitation. There are things in God that we want to achieve. There are things in life that we want to achieve. But we need maturity. We need spiritual maturity. We need an experience. We need process. Before, apart from this, there is no limit. This message is for myself. There is no limit. Only one miracle that Jesus will never perform again. Only one miracle that God will never, or two, he won't do it. That a virgin A woman who has no husband still want to have a child as a virgin, as Mary. That one, please, you are wasting time. It won't happen. Or somebody's wife is what you are also desiring. Or husband, somebody who is already married, is the one you are praying for. Is the one you are going from prophet to prophet. Oh, it has happened. Oh. Yes, people have killed people's husband and take their wives. People have also killed people's wives and take their husband. It has happened. Oh. It happens. But that one is demonic. It's not God. God will never do this. Apart from this, there is nothing else. Look, your next level has been paid for. Your now has been paid for. That remarkable testimony, that incredible testimony has already been purchased for you. It already exists. Oh. But between you and that remarkable testimony, between you and the change of story, between you and the turn around, between you and that level, between you and your promotion, is a boundary, is a barrier, is an impediment that must be cleared. And just this dawn, when I woke up, the Lord was giving a message for the 11th hour. And I decided to share part of it here. There are existing boundaries and barriers. And there are programmed boundaries and barriers. Existing boundaries and barriers are natural. They are natural. They are natural demonic interference. You should know this. Natural demonic interferences. What are examples of existing boundaries and barriers? Existing. Ancestral altars, covenants, foundations, personal unbelief, fear, doubt. These are existing. They are things that we all face. They exist. They exist. And peculiar things that we face. I'm telling you, they are there. They are there. Exist. They are there. They are there. I'm telling you. It's like examination. You want to go to the next class. You want to go to the next level. There is an exam. That exam is a boundary. That exam is a barrier. An existing boundary or barrier you need to pass. You need to cross. But then there are also programmed boundaries and barriers. This program, they are intentionally put in place by the enemy. They are intentionally put in place by the enemy to frustrate you, to distract you, to delay you, and to destroy you. Yes, they are put there intentionally by the enemy. Matthew 13, verse 28. An enemy did this. The parable of the wheat and the tares. A farmer went to sow seeds. Wheat. But when the wheat sprouted, they saw that wheat also sprouted. And the servants asked, who did this? Master, didn't we sow wheat? Master said, an enemy did this. An enemy did this. An enemy did this. Look. Sabotage. Yes. Sabotage. There are many sabotage. Look. Weddings are sabotage. Funerals are sabotage. There are saboteurs everywhere. When my father died, I learned lessons. It was after the funeral. In fact, 6 months, 1 year after the funeral that I started hearing things. How people intentionally sabotage. Even that day, when deliverance people went to do show, which has become the talk of the up to today, there has never been any funeral like that since that town was established in the 17th or 18th centuries. Up to today, there hasn't been. Big men in this nation come from there. If I mention their names, you'll be shocked. There had been funerals, but there hasn't been that kind. But you know, there was a sabotage. There was a sabotage. People intentionally, oh my God, sabotage. On Thursday when we arrived there, the rooms that we have gone to search for, the one who collected the keys, who said that week or he is not going to farm, he will be around. Any day we can come. That Thursday, when we arrived, the person was nowhere to be found. When the advanced team, you know, deliverance always have an advanced team. Thank God for Mrs. Kuma and her team. Now she's growing, so others are taking over that advanced, but she's still doing it, and her team. Yes, Konfogoka and others. God bless you all. Many others. Yes. What do we call it? Emilia Kudia. No. Emilia's sister. Mercy. Anguma. Oh, that lady. Some of these people. Yes. This other lady. Oh, they are there. God bless. Grace. Grace Smith. Bah. This team. Mama Foley and others, they sacrifice. God bless you. Deliverance is so unique. He said, I haven't seen a church like that. When they got there, fortunately, we also went with them. No room. So we had to go for new places. Fortunately, God made a provision. Somebody just said, oh, my house is there. Oh, they can come and take over. Oh, they can come and occupy. I'm telling you, it was the next day before the person with whom the keys were, the next day before he appeared, sabotage, programmed sabotage, barriers, boundaries. I have seen people's weddings being sabotaged. The wedding car, somebody just removed something from it. It was moving when it stopped. I have seen wedding when people, the bride came in a taxi. Oh, you don't know. My own wedding. The one who promised to provide the ring. The one who promised me the shoe. The one who promised me this. Look, 2 days to the wedding, all those things should be ready. I was going there. Those days there were no mobile phones. We were using a phone booth to call. I will go there. Oh, pastor, don't worry. Look, the day before, the wedding was to take place at 11 o'clock on Saturday, 11 a.m. The night before, I have still not received these things. I decided to go round. Let me tell you, I had a shock. This one just left for London. This one just left for Cote d'Ivoire. This one just left for Germany. This one just sabotage. 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 But you know, miraculously, God provided. But still, I used my old tie. My old tie was the one I used. And God permitted me to allow me to use my old tie for me to always remember that anything you are doing, there is something called sabotage. Programmed boundaries and barriers, they exist. That is why every step you are taking, you need to deal with these two kinds of boundaries and barriers. Existing ones and programmed ones. Existing ones and programmed ones. Existing ones, somebody should write it for me. Any step you are taking in life, deal with these two kinds of barriers or boundaries. Existing ones and programmed ones. Existing ones and programmed ones. Any step you are taking as a child of God and as a human being here on earth, not in heaven. Heaven, there are no boundaries, there are no barriers. But here on earth, any step you are taking. Look, I've been watching any step you are taking. You must deal with existing boundaries and barriers and programmed boundaries and barriers. Programmed boundaries and barriers. Write that for me. Existing boundaries and barriers and programmed boundaries and barriers. You must deal with them in prayer. Both of them you don't see. Both of them you don't see. But the facts still remain. They are there. Look, existing boundaries and barriers, they don't make themselves known. Programmed boundaries and barriers, they don't make themselves known. Look, church, oh, we have seen things. Oh, programs, the one who play the organ, nowhere to be found. Look, I have weddings, the one who cut cake. I've gone to several weddings. In fact, one of the weddings at Legon, the lady pastor was the one who was asked to cut cake. Another wedding somewhere, a woman who was sitting by me. Yes, a woman who was sitting by me, a pastor's wife, was the one they fell on to cut the cake because the one to cut the cake was just nowhere to be found. Programmed boundary and barrier. It's a boundary to somebody's joy. Let me tell you, between you and your fulfillment, between you and your joy, somebody should write it, between you and your fulfillment, between you and your joy are boundaries, are barriers, existing ones and programmed ones. You don't see them. You don't see them. That's why you must deal. They are hiding. Yes. They are hiding. They are hiding. You need to locate them and deal with them. Just pray. And everything will go in an orderly manner. Yes. It's very, very, very important. And you know, some of this, look, the Bible says, an enemy did this. Look, some of these things, your best friend will just disappoint you. Your best friend will just let you down. Look, these things, these programmed boundaries and barriers and existing boundaries and barriers, look, they don't come from enemies. So some of them are from very good friends. The enemy used them. Somebody who I knew who was to cut cake and was not there, Later, when I contacted the friend, my friend, I contacted the person. They will say, "Oh, what are you talking to about? Is the wedding not coming Saturday?" Ah, I said, "What are you saying? You are to cut cake. The wedding took place yesterday, Saturday. And you are saying that the wedding is coming on next Saturday." Another person said she started having a runny stomach. You see, this is where, look, I thank you. Holy Spirit, you have reminded me of the point. I watch war films a lot because of spiritual warfare. And I also watch aviation, aeroplane taking off, aeroplane accidents. And there are things I watch for something. Look, I have watched plane crashes. It is scarce that you hear of a plane crash that somebody survived. It is scarce. Scarce. But some, they survive. And investigation into what caused the crash. Oh! One of them, when the plane was being repaired or serviced, they didn't fix a knob. A knob was not fixed, just a knob. Some, the knob was just put there. And the person was called to attend to something, or the person left just coming back to just tighten it, and the person forgot. That small thing has crashed 500 people. 500 people. Because as the plane took off, because that thing was not tightened well, it started affecting everything. A knob was just put in. It was not tightened. And the person said, oh, the boss called him just to come and go back. And then a dispute took place. Hey, I said, wow. Look, it's God who is keeping us. I'm telling you, it's God. That is why we must serve God well. I'm telling you, we must be committed. We must be faithful. Because if you know, people have gone to weddings and ate, and they started having running stomach. Running stomach. Recently, pastors went to a meeting at Pentecost Convention Center. The EC, this thing, they covered it. They didn't bring it out. They covered it. About 20 of our pastors nearly died. Ate and collapse. District official, they ate food and collapse. In the night, they had to be rushed to hospital in ambulances. Sabotage. Existing boundaries and barriers. Programmed boundaries and barriers. Program ones are intentional. They are what? Intentional. An enemy did this. An enemy did this. Why do we have problems in the church? Departments, in the choir. We will see. I will not go to the choir. We will see who will sing auto. We will see who will sing this part. This person think he or she can do it. We shall see. Devil. That is devil's daughter. Devil's son speaking. At that time, you are a devil's daughter. You are a devil's son. Like Jesus said to Peter, get this behind me. The same thing has entered into that person. You don't know. Somebody who is to do something important, the person is just not there. You have allowed yourself to be influenced. We want to pray right now. Or you want to be begged. 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 You see, there are natural boundaries. Natural boundaries exist to reveal dimension to you. Like the Israelites were taken through the path of difficulties to reveal the dimension of God. Yes. They got to the Red Sea. That was a natural one, existing one. The Red Sea, it was to reveal God. Numbers 13 and 14, the giants that were in the land that the people, the spies saw, it was to reveal God. Joshua 3, the Jordan was to reveal God. Joshua 6, Jericho was to reveal how they were going to take it. So you see, when you face any existing boundary or barrier, you should know that these are natural ones. God wants to reveal himself to you. Don't just begin to shout. Like what I'm going to share at the 11th hour, prayer parade. Don't just begin to throw your hands in the air. No. No. God wants to show a dimension, of himself to you. And God wants to reveal what he has deposited in you. Somebody should write it for me. Every naturally existing boundary that you face simply means that God wants to reveal a dimension of himself to you. Yes. And it also means that God wants to reveal what he has deposited in you. Yes. Any place I have stayed, I have brought a change there. It means that I am a change bringer. I am a territory conqueror. Yes. Territory conqueror, a change bringer. I've gone to dirty places and I've told God that you are wicked. Why did you bring me here? Why is that me? Always this situation. Always this law. Why? But it is now I have seen. Because I am a change bringer. I always meet people who are falling. Oh, the ex-president, ex-managing director, ex-so-so-and-so, ex. Those are the people who come my way from my ex. I was telling God, why? Then you will suffer and pray with them. You will pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and be with them, taking them to Achimota Forest, having all night with them. Bah! Restoration come. Immediately restoration come, they leave you. You don't see them again. They leave you. For years. That has been my ministry. For years. After putting the person back, after restoring the person, after a new door opens, you don't see the person again. They disappear. God, why? God, why? God, why? Because I'm a change maker. Yes. But I thank God that at a point, God brought the nobodies to me, and by the grace of God today, the nobodies have risen. And they are there with me. Hallelujah. Amen. They have risen and they are there with me. And they are still rising. And they are going to rise higher and higher. Amen. And higher and higher. Amen. But initially, I didn't understand this. I've said a lot of things to God, which later I had to say, God, I'm sorry. Look, the anointing you carry determines the challenges that come your way. I'm telling you. The anointing you carry determines the challenges that come your way. Somebody should write it. The anointing you carry or the calling that God has put on you determines the challenges that come your way. Yes. Why is that at my office? They always put me in difficult place. It means that you carry an anointing. You carry an anointing. And you know, you say, from there, then they change you again. They, you know, you are being prepared for the highest. You are being prepared for the general. The general. That's why they are taking you from this one. They take you from this one. They remove you. Why is it that I've come to build this thing and then somebody else has been brought to come and enjoy? You know, God is not like that. God is taking you higher. He is taking you higher. Yes. He is giving you more experience to take you higher. Say, Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for this revelation.
Thank you for this revelation.
I thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
Let's begin to thank God right now. Let's begin to thank the Lord.
Lord, thank you this morning for your word that has come. Thank you for this revelation. Thank you, Lord, for the message that's come. We are grateful, Lord. You have thrown light on your way to us. Because the entrance of your way bringeth light. Thank you for your way. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you, Lord, for your way that has come. The exposition of your way. We are grateful, Lord. Thank you, Father, because your way.
Thank you, Father. Thank
power.
You, Lord. We
yes,
thank you,
Lord,
Father. We bless your name. We exalt your God in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I come to you.
Come to you
as your covenant child.
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 I come to you.
I come to you.
As your covenant child.
As your covenant child.
I come to you.
I come to you.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
I come to you.
I come to you.
Through the of
through
Jesus
the
Christ.
Blood of Jesus
I
Christ.
Put on.
I put on.
Mountain removing.
Mountain removing.
I put on.
I put on.
Boundary moving.
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 Garments.
Boundary moving.
Boundary moving.
Boundary moving.
Boundary moving.
Boundary moving.
Boundary moving.
Barrier breaking.
Barrier breaking.
Garment. Barrier breaking garment.
Breaking garment.
Barrier breaking garment.
Barrier breaking
embargo lifting garment. Embargo lifting garment.
Embargo lifting garment.
Embargo lifting garment.
Embargo lifting garment.
Embargo lifting garment.
Embargo lifting garment.
Embargo lifting garment.
Embargo lifting garment.
Embargo lifting garment.
Embargo lifting garment.
Embargo lifting garment.
Embargo lifting garment.
Yes, Lord, I come to you. As your daughter, as your child.
Yes, Lord, your covenant child.
Yes, Lord.
And
I put on. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus
every
Christ.
Every existing boundary.
Every existing boundary.
And barrier.
And barrier.
Every program boundary.
Every program boundary.
And barrier.
And barrier.
To my now.
To my now.
To my next level.
To my next level.
To my next level.
To my next
level. To my next level.
To my
next level. To my next level.
To my next
level. To my next level.
To my next level.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
And with the blood.
And with the blood.
Of the new covenant.
Of the new covenant.
I command you.
I command you.
Give way now.
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 Give way now. Give way now. I command you to give way now.
Every existing boundary.
Every existing barrier. Yes.
I command you to give way.
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 I command.
I command you to give way.
Give way.
Yes,
give way right now. Give way.
Shakatakaba. Yes, with the blood of Jesus.
Give way.
I command you to give way right now. Give way.
I command you to give way.
I command you to give way.
Whichever form you take, I command you to give way.
I command you to give way.
I command you
internally.
Existing boundaries and barriers.
Internally existing boundaries and barriers within me.
The boundary and barrier of fear, of doubt.
Unbelief,
negative mindset, negative lifestyle. Foundations,
give way right now. I disown you.
Give way right now. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, let me say something about self-will. Look, many of us online, our situation of delay, whatever it is self-will. I'm telling you, it is your will that has brought. Let me read Isaiah 57 verse 17. King James put it in a different, but it has the same meaning. Isaiah 57, 17 in NIV, 1984 NIV. I was enraged by his sinful greed. I punished him and hid my face in anger. Yet he kept on in his willful ways. Willful. Look, Adam willfully sinned. Willful sins, they are difficult to overcome. Willful sins, they are difficult to be forgiven. I'm telling you, willful sins, they come with consequences. What you know, and you actually get involved. Does it mean we shouldn't have a will? No. Have a will. But do you know what God was telling me yesterday? Align your will with the will of God. Always align your will. Say, Holy Spirit, help my will to align to your will. 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 Bring my will into your will. Holy Spirit, I bring my will into your will. I bring my will into your will. I bring my will into your will. Let me say this. Look, as for the lady pastor, I tell her a lot. Not everything. I laugh at people. People are married to wrong people. Look, yesterday, after she has spoken with a certain lady, then on phone about a program, then she said, this lady would have been a pastor's wife. This lady could have been a pastor's wife, but she rejected a proposal from the pastor. And so she's still there. I know one of my friends in America that we used to go and pray in the forest. Every Tuesday, she said, Pastor, give me Tuesday. We'll go and pray for 3 hours. Before she will go to work, I will go and drop her. One day, when we were just going, I just asked her, so-and-so, she was a member of the church. You are going to marry a pastor? I said, never! She nearly said over my dead body. Said, never! The way she said it. So, in fact, in anger, from there she didn't talk it. I realized she was annoyed. Just to say, you are going to marry a pastor. Never! I said, I feel within me that you'll be marrying a pastor. She traveled. She traveled to US. A gentleman proposed to her in the church. The gentleman was not a pastor. Proposed, one of the leaders, a deacon. But as I am talking right now, the gentleman has gone to Bible school and ordained a pastor. She is now what? A pastor's wife. For 1 year, she didn't communicate with me. She was angry with me that I was the one who prophesied that she will marry a pastor. The thing was that it was there. She was looking at herself. She can't marry a pastor. But go and see what God is using her to do. Healing people, even in the lift. In the lift, somebody was just having asthma in the lift. She laid hands on the person in the lift. The person just got healed. Amen. The asthma was gone. Amen. And now people are coming to her. Sicknesses. She laid hands. Bah, it is gone. Go and see the way God is using her. 1 year before she talked to me. Today, what she thought she couldn't. You see, look, it is not you, it is God. Me, Delali Boja, who is talking to you now. Let me tell you. If you know the time I really agree to my call, you don't know. The first one, 1997. The second one, 2007. I'm telling you. I was a pastor, but I've never agreed that I'm a pastor. When God said your work is a divine work, in secondary school from 4, I know what divine means, but I started searching all dictionaries. Whether I can find a different meaning of the divine. Because to become a pastor, never. Never. I want to become a doctor or a pilot. Never, pastor. Never. Never, 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 never. Today, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? That's the only work I've done. And today, people came to meet me. I'm going on retirement. I'm still there. Even senior pastors are calling me for advice. My father calls me for advice. General superintendent, they call me. They're like, what do you think about this? I'm telling you. So please, our will, willful will, it has set up people for less. Me, I don't want this person. Me, pray, bring, align your, say my Father in heaven.
Align my will to your will.
Holy Spirit, align my will to your will.
Holy Spirit.
Anything.
I am suffering.
As a result.
Of my will.
Any boundary.
Any barrier.
Of my will. I submit to you. I submit to you. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
every
Christ.
Every program boundary. Or barrier. In my life. Every program boundary and barrier.
To my next level.
To my remarkable testimony.
Between me and my next level, between me and my testimony, between me and my promotion, between me and my fulfillment, let the blood of the new covenant. Clay it right now. Against my dream, against my testimony, against my promotion, against my fulfillment, against my destiny, against my program, 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 against my destiny, against my against
my next level,
my next level,
against
my remarkable testimony, against any blessing of mine, Let the blood of Jesus, the surging blood, the blood of Jesus, the surging blood, 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 the surging bl Clay it.
Clay it. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
See, any human being. That is a boundary. Or a barrier. In my life.
Every human boundary and barrier in my life.
Holy Ghost.
Expose them.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
See every human boundary.
Every human boundary in my life.
Holy Ghost.
Disconnect them.
Disconnect them. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let me tell you, I'm going to shock you. The things God tells me, you have no idea. Somebody say, I talk. You don't know. last Sunday, the tuning director and the group of the region, they entered my office and they started shouting. Ah! This is the first time we have come to this area. We haven't seen a church like this. And you are not talking. Daddy, you are not talking. You are too quiet. Region, you are too quiet in the region. Let me tell you, when God has put a bone in your mouth, have you seen somebody chewing bone and he's talking?
No.
You can't talk. When you are chewing a bone, you can't talk. I'm telling you, you can't talk. What God has put in my mouth, I can't talk. Look, let me tell you, anytime you are doing something and people don't show interest, for all you know, they are boundaries and barriers. I'm telling you, they will say, they didn't call me, he didn't invite me. They are boundaries and barriers. I'm telling you, that's what God was telling me. Anything you are doing, look, and you haven't, some people are not interested. They are boundaries and what? Barriers. They are boundaries and barriers. One time we wanted to do a program, and when I said we should make flyers, posters. Do you know what God told me about flyers and posters? He said sometimes those who come, they are not the right people. It's the agents that come to frustrate the program. Rather pray and the right people will come. Pray and the Holy Ghost will bring the right people. When you make posters, agents will see, and they will. I say, wow, agents will see and they will come. I'm telling you, agents will see, they will come. So people do things, and this person didn't come, and this person was not interested, and people don't show it. God is saving you. God is saving you. Let me tell you, not everybody is needed in everything you are doing. God searches people's spirits. I'm telling you, He knows people's spirits. He will intentionally shut some people out. Look, people have the right spirit. If they have not been invited, they will come. They will show it. I'm telling you, they will show. They will show up. They will show up. Anything you are doing. And then somebody will mean they have not invited me. So, so, so. They are not so, so. The person hasn't got the right spirit. The person is a boundary and a barrier. Say, my Father in heaven.
Heaven.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Any human being. That is a boundary.
That is a boundary.
And a barrier and in my life.
Barrier in my life.
Holy Ghost.
Shut them down.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I usher you into your new level.
Amen.
I usher into your new level.
Amen.
Enter your new level.
Amen.
Enter your new realm.
Amen.
The boundaries have been removed.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
The barriers have been removed.
Yes, Lord.
The boundaries have been removed.
Yes, Lord.
The barriers have been removed.
Yes, Lord.
The boundaries have been removed.
Amen.
The barriers have been removed.
Amen.
The boundaries have been removed.
Yes, Lord.
Spiritual boundaries.
Yes, Lord.
Boundaries and barriers.
Amen.
Environmental boundaries and barriers.
Amen.
Ancestral boundaries,
yes,
and barriers.
Lord.
Family boundaries and barriers.
Amen.
Tribal boundaries and barriers.
Amen.
Parental boundaries and barriers.
Amen.
Personal boundaries and barriers.
Amen.
Whichever form they take.
Yes,
program boundaries and barriers.
Amen.
Existing boundaries and barriers.
Amen.
I liberate you from
Jesus'
them.
Name.
I secure you against
Amen.
Them. I secure your dream.
Amen.
I secure your destiny.
Amen.
I secure your testimony.
Amen.
Against all of them.
Amen.
Against all of them.
Amen.
I declare and decree.
Yes, Lord.
Let your testimony manifest
Jesus
now.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.